To see today's photo, go to mtforchrist.org or follow me, MT Clark, on Facebook or Twitter. Good morning. Today's photo of this last tree standing under blue cumulus cloud-filled skies comes to us from yours truly. I was out walking the dog down Waite Road yesterday afternoon. The farmer owns the land, has cleared all the surrounding brush and trees at this particular bend in the road, leaving this one solitary tree behind. I'm not sure how much life is left in it. I guess spring will reveal that as the days move ahead, but by no credit of its own, it has endured and remains when the rest have fallen away. Well, it's Monday again, and as we enter into a new work week, I am thanking the Lord for the fact that, much like this tree, He has helped me to be still standing in my faith and freedom in Christ. And I will be the first to admit that, also like this tree, it was really due to no credit of my own. The Lord is the only one and the only reason that could have caused me to change from the person I used to be who I am and where I am today. I shudder to think of what my life would be like today if the Lord didn't reveal Himself to me, show me the truth of the gospel of Jesus Christ, and call me to walk out of the darkness of my past. And now, the Lord has called me again to the next thing, recovery ministry at my local church that will begin in May. So as we walk through the last week of March to April and its eventual showers, we are praying that those rains will cause more than flowers to grow in the month of May, as I will be inviting others to come and see what the Lord can do in their lives when they humble themselves and make the decision to surrender their ways for the path that not only leads to eternal life, but will take them to victory and freedom in Christ if they remain faithful to let go and let God take them to the new and abundant life that He wants them to experience. But that is over a month away, and as much as we look forward to what the Lord will do with this new ministry at our local church, I know that to be fully prepared for the future, we have to be faithful to follow the Lord today. So let's be faithful to keep on walking and talking with God by continuing our current series, The 40-Day Journey with Dietrich Bonhoeffer, that we have decided to walk out in this season of Lent with day 29. As a reminder, and as we will say each day of this journey, we take this path to mark the season of Lent and to draw closer to God in anticipation of the celebration of Easter, knowing that if we take this journey of repentance seriously, we will not only see the days and seasons change, the Lord will use it to change us too. You can sign up to get this devotional yourself by going to the Bible Gateway link on the blog. And so let's continue with day 29 of the 40-day journey and the 40 with Dietrich Bonhoeffer and the 29th day of Lent. As Bonhoeffer writes, third, we speak of the service involved in bearing with others. Bear one another's burdens, and in this way you will fulfill the law of Christ, Galatians 6:2. Thus, the law of Christ is a law of forbearance. Forbearance means enduring and suffering. The other person is a burden to the Christian. In fact, for the Christian, most of all. The other person never becomes a burden at all for the pagans. They simply stay clear of every burden the other person may create for them. However, Christians must bear the burden of one another. Only as a burden is the other really a brother or sister, and not just an object to be controlled. End quote. And the biblical wisdom that the study pairs with that passage from Bonhoeffer is Galatians 6, 9 and 10. And the Word of God says, so let us not grow weary in doing what is right, for we will reap at harvest time if we do not give up. So then, whenever we have an opportunity, let us work for the good of all, and especially for those of the family of faith. And amen to that. You know, let's do what is right, and let's not give up. And whenever we have the opportunity, let us work for the good of all, and especially for those in the body of Christ. And we move on, we'll go to the questions to ponder from the study. And the first question is, in what ways might bearing with others have a positive rather than negative connotation? I just have to say that today's topic is eerily appropriate, as I just chose to begin a new ministry in which I will help others with the burdens that they bear. Some would say we are tracking with the Holy Spirit, for sure. Anyway, I guess that is is to be expected when you walk in the Spirit, right? But the new recovery ministry, prayerfully, will be a fine example of how bearing with others can have a positive rather than negative connotation. As I am hopeful, I am very hopeful that regardless of whatever difficulties we may face in the process, we hope to see people grow in their faith and freedom as they renew their minds and rely on the Lord's strength to help them leave the darkness of their past behind. And a big pause as he lost his place. We may encounter hassles when we decide to bear with others, but seeing them find their freedom, or just knowing that we were faithful to try to do what God called us to do, it's not about results, makes it worth it, worth the trouble. Sometimes there is pain before healing. We have decided to walk with others as they seek to find theirs. The next question in the study is, what do you think of Bonhoeffer's assertion that the other person is a burden to the Christian? Can that be a good way to look at other people? I think Bonhoeffer's statement that the other person is a burden to the Christian is one of those hard truths of our faith. We are called to love and serve others, and whether we want to admit it or not, that may be no easy task. Loving and serving others can be a burden, so I think that Bonhoeffer is merely telling it like it is. However, unless it is a burden we gladly accept as service to the Lord, looking at other people as a burden may not be a good way to look at them. Seeing someone as a burden, even if it is an honest assessment, seems to have a negative connotation. And if we only see people as a burden, the love that we have for them may suffer. That's why it is important to remember that we don't take on burdens merely as a duty or an obligation to be performed, but that we choose to serve others and bear their burdens as an expression of love for God and for them. This love view will make bearing a burden, the burden of others, a lot easier, as we will see our service as compassion and sharing and showing the love of God, rather than doing something we would rather not have to do. And we move along to the next question, which says, how does the church bear with the larger community that surrounds it? The church bears with the larger community that surrounds it in at least two ways. One, the church can bear the burden of the larger community that surrounds it by serving it. Food banks, recovery ministries, elder care ministries, youth groups, child care ministries, homeschool support groups, and jail ministries can all be ways that members of the church can help to alleviate the burdens of the larger community around them by lending a helping hand to meet needs. Two, the church can also bear with the larger community that surrounds it by enduring through its hate, as the world continues to grow increasingly hostile to the Christian faith. We can bear with the larger community by refusing to compromise our convictions and by standing for the truth of God's word in both terms of morality and exclusivity of Jesus Christ to save. We may have to love our enemies by serving them, even though they would like to discredit, deny, or destroy what the church stands for. Along to the psalm fragment for this study, and today's psalm is 55, and the verse is verse 22, and the psalmist writes, cast your burden on the Lord, and he will sustain you. He will never permit the righteous to be moved. And, so we're to bear one another's burdens, but we can't forget that the best burden bearer is the Lord God himself. And that's why we stress a deep personal relationship with the Lord. For the Lord will give you strength when you pray for him. And we need to lean on the Lord and give him our burdens, because he might be the only one who can help us with them. Anyway, we move along to the journal reflections of our study. And the first prompting for the journal reflection is, think of the people in your life. To whom are you a burden? How does it feel? I guess I am a burden to my wife and children. While I am financially independent, sort of, you know, I pay my own bills, they are given the burden of being related to me, a rather zealous witness for Christ in biblical morality. But I am also not perfect, so they not only have to bear the burden of my stance on faith, but they have to bear with me when I am not perfectly representing the kingdom of God. I get frustrated, angry, annoyed, and make mistakes at times. And they have to deal with the fallout of living with someone who is trying to follow the Lord, but who can still struggle with doing that. They also have to bear with the fact that I am also somewhat introverted and solitary person. So they may have to suffer because of my absences or from my failure to express my love and concern from them in a way that isn't distant or that seems judgmental. Yeah, I'm a burden, and it doesn't feel good when I think about it. I want to be what God wants me to be and what the people I love the most need me to be. In what ways do the people in your life help bear your burdens? And, the people in my life help me to bear my burdens through their love and support. We can't go this life in Christ alone, and I am greatly helped by friends and loved ones who care for me and encourage me by letting me know that I'm loved in all kinds of ways. The final journal prompt is, whose burdens are you helping to bear, and how does it feel? I'm helping to bear the burdens of my wife and children by supporting them. I provide a home from where my children can live, and I try to help my wife to lighten her burdens in whatever ways I can. I also am currently helping the men in the Freedom in Christ course to place their burdens on the Lord. Bearing others' burdens may be heavy at times, but overall, it feels good to do so. We move along to the intercessions portion of the study, and it asked, who in your circle of family, friends, and acquaintances is weighed down with heavy burdens? Pray for them and their need, and ask God to show you how to help them bear those burdens. Okay, so we pray. Lord God, I pray for my wife and my friends, the Sincottis, Bob Griffin, and Fred Dimmick, as they currently have situations in their lives that could be described as heavy burdens, although their enduring faith and positive attitudes make them not look so heavy at times. I pray for their needs and that you would show us how we could help them bear their burdens. We pray for healing and for blessings in these people's lives and in the lives of all who read or hear this message. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And finally, the prayer for today from the study says, Loving God, thank you for bearing with me. Make me willing to pray with others. Make me willing to bear with others. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. That concludes our study, and I thank you for bearing the burden of listening to a podcast in which the person makes several mistakes and doesn't have a high production value. So we thank you for bearing with our burden, but we do encourage you also, as always, we invite you to go to mtforchrist.org. where I always share insights for prominent Christian theologians and counselors to assist my brothers and sisters in Christ with their walk. And today we continue sharing from The Sovereignty of God, Chapter 11, Difficulties and Objections, by A.W. Pink. And, I can't even tell you what he's talking about. So if you want to see, if you want to be surprised, but he is drawing from Scripture. Yeah, I haven't kept up with the study myself, but I share those things. I've read the book before. I can't tell you exactly where we are in the study, but he does quote that the Lord is not slack concerning his promise. So if you want to know what that what that means, go to mtforchrist.org, and you'll see what A.W. Pinka has to say about that, the Lord not being slack when it comes to his promises. And, I can testify that the Lord is not slack in the promise of bearing our burdens. He's the one that you can always count on for being there, no matter what season of your life is. As long as you put your faith in Christ, the Lord is with you. And when everyone else runs away or falls away and you stand alone like that solitary tree in today's photo, you can stand. As long as you're rooted in Christ. And, if you want to become more firmly rooted in Christ, we recommend our discipleship classes that we've put on the podcast and our YouTube channel. Victory Over the Darkness, The Bondage Breaker, and Freedom in Christ are all available to you. And if you want to, you can have the class materials emailed to you by contacting me at mtforchrist247@gmail.com. Yesterday, we also encourage Bible study. And yesterday, the Syncotes, even though we missed last week, we resumed our Bible study this week with a new study, which has now been uploaded to the podcast and our YouTube channel. And it was called Consequential Universe. And we talk about the consequences of living in the universe, of being Christians, and the consequences for faith and lack of faith. And so we invite you to check out that study and hear what we had to say about that, as we try to encourage people by thinking about the things of God and what the Word of God has to say about our lives, and by applying its wisdom to our lives. So we invite you to check out that latest program in Bible study with the Syncotes. Again, the name was Consequential Universe, and I'm not sure what the consequences will be if you blow off that invitation. So you might want to consider taking it. Anyway, it is Monday, and time is flying by, as the Freedom in Christ course has only a few weeks left in it before I complete that. And then we'll shift gears into Easter and then new recovery ministry on the horizon in May. So, I was telling my wife yesterday, it doesn't take very long to figure out what we're going to be doing next. As we walk in the Spirit, the Lord will put things before us, and we can pick up the, take the invitation and follow where He leads. And when we do that, we're never bored. As someone on the path of Christian discipleship, what do you do? How do you live this Christian life? Well, daily you would have a daily practice of prayer and Bible study. So you begin your day with that and gratitude, and then you move and you do what you're responsible for, taking care of your family, working, and when you do that, you do it to the best of your ability and for the glory of God. And then each week, maybe even twice a week, depending on your local denomination or your local church, you have a place where you can go to get together with other Christians to worship the Lord. And in those houses of worship and in your community, there are people that have burdens. And part of our mission in Christ is to love others and serve them. And we can look at those burdens out there and see what the Lord wants us to pick up to help other people bear with their burdens. And then there's always the journey of, personal sanctification. We look at our own lives and go, this is... I want to lay this burden down. I don't want to live this way anymore. I don't want to lose my peace over this particular issue. I don't want to feel this way anymore. And then you look to the Word of God to renew your mind. And you pray to the Lord to give him your burden and to reveal to you the things you need to do to repent and change. So this life of Christian discipleship should not be boring. There's personal transformation, there's public service, there's worshiping the Lord, and there's just living our life and, you know, being grateful and in taking time to spend quality time with our family and friends to express our gratitude and love for them. So let's keep going. It's a great adventure when you follow the Lord. And we might have to sacrifice things like those worldly things that keep us in chains, and that really don't give us the peace and joy that we thought they would give us. But the Lord's got a better life for you. So that's why we do this message, to encourage people in their faith. And so we say, keep walking and talking with God as we pray for today. Lord God, Heavenly Father, thank you for another day in your kingdom, Lord. We thank you so much for the job that supports us, that we have to go to, that helps us with our needs. And Lord, help us to use that today to serve others and to share and show your love in whatever ways we can. Lord, we pray for anyone who's listening or reading this message, that they would be blessed, and that you would come alongside them in their prayer requests. Lord, because I'm sure they have burdens that they want lifted, and you know the way to show them how to walk past them and to or to bear that burden until someday they can put it down. Lord, so we just pray for you to go with us today, Lord, because all we want to do is represent you and your kingdom, and to show your love and to others, and to show your love to others and represent your kingdom. I think very, very redundant, Lord. So we just pray for you to go before us, open our eyes to the things you want us to see, and lead our paths and the things you would have us do. Lord, we thank you, we praise you, and we love you, and we pray all these things in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.